This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. So there are 8 business and marketing growth principles that I've isolated and have really made a core part of my operating philosophy in business. And seeing as my show is focused on models for success and mastery, I thought I would get on here and break each of them down a little bit more with you guys. And with that, I will jump right in. So number one, delay gratification. Invest in audience, content, and long-term brand equity over vanity metrics or quick cash outs. So let's kick off with the importance of playing the long game. Building brand isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Think about it like this. What you build today in terms of trust and value will pay dividends down the road. Over-investing in that top of funnel content that speaks directly to your audience. I mean, to the unspoken, even subconscious scripts running on repeat in their mind. Use that to attract attention, multiply that attention with a higher volume and output of content, nurture those relationships one-on-one. Again, most people are not focused on doing this, and you'll be setting yourself up for sustained success, not reliant on the weekly lead coming through, scheduling a call, and needing to close that person tomorrow. Okay, number two, maximize customer surplus to encourage word of mouth and grow customer lifetime value. Every interaction with your audience is an opportunity to exceed their expectations. When you over-deliver consistently, your customers become your brand advocates. They talk about your exceptional service and products, creating a ripple effect that drives organic growth. This strategy also boosts your customer lifetime value because loyal customers are more likely to stick around and spend more with you over time. Number three, attention and trust compound faster than revenue. They are like gold in this new digital economy. Optimize for both. In what I call the content attention economy, both attention and trust are your most valuable assets, and content is the vehicle with which you will both attract and retain that attention and transmute it into trust. These are the foundational pieces upon which you build a successful brand. When you optimize for attention and trust, you create a loyal following that will support you through thick and thin over the course of months and even years. This is the essence of a sustainable business model. Number four, business continuity is predicated on genuinely loving customers. Anything less than a raving brand advocate is an L. You must genuinely care about your customers. Loving your customers isn't just a good idea. It's essential for long-term success because when your customers feel valued, they become your greatest marketing assets, serving as nodes across a social net who reshare, comment, and even contribute to the content that you are creating. They become your marketing strategy. Aim for nothing less than raving fans who will promote your brand without hesitation. Number five, choose to excel, not to compete. If you remain radically focused on excellence, the competition becomes irrelevant. Now, I'm not saying not to have an awareness of who your competition is and what they're doing. I'm saying when it comes to execution, forget about trying to compete with others. When you focus on being the absolute best in your industry, the competition becomes a non-issue. So excel in everything you do. Aim to go 10x on the competition, not just to match them or slightly pivot from what they're doing, from product quality to marketing to customer service. Focus on being orders of magnitude better, and then watch as your brand rises to the top. Excellence is a differentiator that keeps you ahead of the game, especially in a commoditized market where there are more competitors popping up on the daily. It's so easy to potentially get lost in that sea of comparison and analysis paralysis. What are other people doing? How are they positioning themselves? This is so common in the tech game, but when it comes to execution, when it comes to building your brand, the way you talk, the way you maneuver, the way you move, and the way you serve your customers, thinking about the competition is irrelevant. Number six, make offers, craft messaging, and provide so much excess value that it's impossible for prospects to say no. The key to driving conversions is offering undeniable value. So when you provide excess value, you remove objections, you create a clear path for your prospects to become customers, and you set the bar well above what others can bring to bear, adding a degree of separation, going back to the last point on competition, between you and the next best guy. Okay, number 7, attention has shifted toward micro-content and multimedia. Understand how to use podcasts, YouTube, and shorts. Look, content consumption has changed, and micro-content is leading that charge. So leverage platforms like podcasts, YouTube, Reels, and Shorts, even TikTok, to connect with your audience in ways that are quick, engaging, and effective. By tapping into these formats, you can capture attention and deliver your message with impact. Something that I write about in the book, and it's a strategy that I love, is using traditional short form channels, such as those that I just named, to disseminate longer form content, using this paradox to catch audiences slightly off guard, but in a way that will pull them in and cause them to want to dig deeper. Chain posts or threads where a creator posts a 10 or 12 message tweet or thread post responding to themselves is a great example of how this can work in action. Naval Ravikant was one of the first ones to sort of pioneer this method with his now famous Twitter storm that he put out now 5 or 6 years ago, I believe, on his philosophy on money making, on business, and on leverage. And now you see more creators taking to these traditionally shorter form vehicles to disperse in-depth, value-packed, sometimes longer-form content, or at least to point back to a more in-depth asset or content piece, like a longer documentary that may sit on YouTube, for example, and then using 5 or 7 or 9 reels to promote that piece. And then number 8, to scale, identify your constraints, look at the 3 levers of new business volume, increasing yield, and reducing churn, identify the weak link among those, fix it, and then optimize the others. Look, scaling your business requires a strategic approach. So begin by identifying or hypothesizing around which area of the business the constraint lies in. Then try to isolate 1 or 2 variables connected to that, run tests where you alter those variables, and then start to draw conclusions. Okay, yes, these things are responsible and are causally tied to the result that I'm trying to solve for, or no, they're not. That's why we don't want to start just throwing things against the wall, a bunch of different variables at a time, tweaking all of them at the same time and hoping for a different result. That's not how we isolate the actual culprit. We have to be more surgical, more strategic with our hypothesis, with our testing, with our isolation, with our confirmation, and then with our alteration, and then either say, yes, this is the thing that I need to change, or no, nothing changes when I alter this variable. Let me go back to the drawing board and figure out what else it may be. So that's it for today's episode. I hope that these 8 growth and marketing principles have provided you with some insights and hopefully a couple actionable strategies. Remember, it's about the long game, over-delivering, and optimizing for attention and trust. Focus on excellence, offer incredible value, and leverage micro-content and multimedia to communicate that story and capture attention with your audience. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.